Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers, men and women of all ages, hope you're doing well. Wherever you are, just take a very special care of your health. Well, this is Arab English Radio. Right now, you're listening to a new episode of your most desired station, the one and only Youth Station. As usual, we're here to provoke thoughts on some very crucial issues. I am Asma, and I'm more than happy to be your host.
And also happy.
Yes.
This is Zainab. Asma, how long opening you give? Let me start. I'm Zainab. And I am Asma's co-host today.
Yes, thank you for being here. I'm so happy to be here with you again.
I'm always glad to
on
be
Youth
with you,
Station.
Asma. Thank you.
You're very welcome. How's everything?
Alhamdulillah, all is well. How are you?
So I'm good too as well. Well, have you heard about the quote that says, care about the destination? The meaning is that destination is more important than the journey or the otherwise. Some people believe that the road is more important than the destination.
Yeah.
Which one do you prefer?
I prefer... The road is important.
The road is very important.
The road you choose, the journey you do is very, very important than the results. Because, you know, sometimes in life we often wait for results. Was my result good or bad? And then when you fail, you're sad, I don't know.
So you have never, in any part of your life, you have never been a person who goes for a destination, for the goal?
No, I have failed a lot of times in my life. I was accompanying someone in some competition show or something and that person failed, not because of me, but because of we were not able to compete with time. We were given a particular time to, say, for example, cook something. But then she was not able to. We both were not able to.
But you know the energy
we put in.
In a special phase of my life, I have been a person who went with destination more than the road.
All right. So how's your experience? I would like to ask you first.
Well, at a school, if you just remember, perhaps all of us have had these experiences, you know, when we are at a school or when we are at university. Actually, when we went to university, we were grown up. At university, this situation was not very tangible. But at a school, it was more vivid to us, you know. We had to pass the exam, so we lost the whole semester fighting for the best result. We were waiting to get an A
for the scores. I don't think that's right. I think we should have education systems that really...
In which you don't care about the results.
Yeah, they should be caring about, you know, how much you tried, about your hard work, how much hard work you did.
Yes.
And that's what I have always done. I never care about, I fail, what education system gives me back or what any kind of system.
I told you, at high school, maybe I was like that. But when I went to university, I promised myself to enjoy the road more than destination.
Exactly.
So that was a memorable time for me because I did it and I enjoyed every second, you know. Now I don't remember my scores. The only thing I remember is that I passed an amazing time studying.
Exactly. I have always seen that. I have always lived like that. So I enjoy more. My journey of life has been very opposite to that of yours. Like you said, you started from destination, you did not concentrate on the road. And then you went back to concentrating on the road and not on the destination. I think I used to live each and every moment before. But as you get married, you have more responsibilities. You have
That's very true.
You get engaged in more work. Since you have more responsibilities, you feel like, I have to do
goal-oriented.
Yes, you become goal-oriented. Whether you like it or not, you become goal-oriented.
Hope you're enjoying today's discussion. It's time to have a little break. Rest your ears for only some seconds. We'll catch up after the interval.
Yeah, I want to have a coffee. And Asma also wants to have some sip of water, I guess.
Yes, that's
very
true.
Yeah, let's meet after this short break.
And also the audience, the youth, go and have a sip of water and then we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back, sisters and brothers. Thank you for following your own program. You're listening to Youth Station, where we are discussing some very important stuff.
And she was Asma, and I'm Zainab, and
yes,
we are discussing
me.
How we should live the life as fast, and how it should be, Asma. Should it be very fast, or should it
living
be...
Living life?
Yeah.
Well, when you are younger, you believe that it should go so fast. So, just for those who joined us just right now, we were speaking of destination and the road. We're speaking of we should not live our life so rapidly in a way that we forget the journey.
Yeah, True? Yeah. That's what we were discussing. Like, we reached a point that journey is more important than destination.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, journey is more important, but...
Asma, don't you think, like, you know, in this busy life, in this busy world, where the world has become so materialistic day by day...
Exactly. It's more like a motto to say it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a slogan, not compatible to real life.
Yeah. Do you think we are enjoying life, actually? I mean, someone is living life very fast, someone is living very slow.
Yeah.
Who do you think is enjoying it in every moment?
Living life is slow. You know, it's a very challenging topic, you know. When I was just a student and the daughter of my parents, that was the only adjectives that went before my name, I think I had a happier life. You know, when you get busier, when you grow older, when there are more jobs for you to do, everything goes in a pace that it seems like it's running out of your control. True?
Yeah.
Have you experienced this
situation? Of course I have experienced that. I mean, as the responsibilities increase, as if we just forget our timetable. We just forget living life, basically. Mm-hmm. We just forget each and everything. But Asma, what about these verses? Like, we have verse in Quran that says, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَجِلْ. Or something says like...
So that's a part
man
of
man is a creator of haste. Yeah, Allah created
us. Yes, man is the creature of haste and rush.
Yeah, man is a creator of haste and rush. What do you say about that? When Allah says that, then
well, you know what I would say? I would say that we have been created like this. This is a part of us. This is something that we cannot live without.
Yeah.
You know, it's bad and at the same time good. Because being in a rush makes you do more of things, makes you accomplish more. Don't you agree?
No, I don't agree. I think it does.
No, yes, you can show more of yourself and your talents. Because when you are
I think
at
you can
ease,
be more productive.
You don't feel like you have to do a lot of things, right?
No, Asma, I think actually you can be like, you know, if you're rushing in life, you can be more maybe productive, but the quality is... least.
Yes.
I mean, production increases, but the quality decreases. So if we have least number of jobs...
You pointed out a very important issue. The
quality
decreases. Yes,
yeah, the
that's
quality decreases.
True.
Because quality matters, whatever
and
you're
doing.
And I
don't enjoy, of course.
Yeah. See, on one part of the story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that I have created you. Man is a creature of haste.
Yeah.
All right. And rush. And then he says in another surah, he swears on the same time. Mm-hmm. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wal asr. You know, he swears by time. Innal insana lafi khusr. Undoubtedly, the man is in great loss.
Yes.
So is he like, you know, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kind of making us, pushing us to make haste in life? See, you're wasting time. I have created you as a like creator of haste. Why don't you do things that are hasting? And then there's one more hadith that says, Allah loves the good jobs that you do that are made in haste. That you know, you speed up in your good deeds.
And also we have that you have to do good deeds in rush.
Yeah,
same. You don't have to wait for it. Good things have to be done in rush.
Yeah.
Don't hesitate. You have to do them very quickly.
So what do you think?
You know, I think in every single part of life, in every single aspect, we have to follow moderation, you know?
Yeah.
Not too quick in order to forget yourself and the journey, and not too slow in order not to accomplish anything.
Like the way we're staying right now in studio, we're staying in the center of this chair, right?
Yes.
Neither on the right extreme nor on the left extreme.
Yes.
Even when we offer, you know, salat on our, this, we say John Mas in our language, the prayer mat, okay? We stand in the middle of it. We don't stand on the right side, right extreme of the prayer mat or the left extreme. We just stand in between. And I guess we need to balance basically everything
in our
life. You know, and
we should talk actually about how to live in a slow pace, you know? What are the things we could do to make us notice ourselves, to contemplate on our life more and more, you know? I have the habit of planting new flowers and gardening. I love that very much. Whenever I'm busy with my flowers, with the things I plant in the garden, I think I'm noticing everything in a delicate way, you know? I'm starting to think unconsciously. It's one of the things that makes me forget the real life and contemplate on myself.
I think, yeah.
What is your thing, the thing that you do in order to forget everything and sit in a cozy place or think about?
Nature is so good. I mean... I love nature.
It just
takes out the more your body releases the stress hormones, more this nature takes those out and throws them away.
The sound of water you hear,
exactly.
It's very soothing. It's like you're not you.
The birds.
Yes, the birds, the sounds of the birds.
Yeah, the chirping of birds and the sound of water, the waterfalls.
Yeah.
In fact, looking at greenery.
It brings peace.
Yeah, even we have in narrations, you know, the Lady Zahra Salamullah Alayha, she used to, like us in today's world, we use mixers, we use grinders, we use blenders
to chop them.
So, but Lady Zahra Salamullah Alayha, she used to do that with hand. And I read somewhere that she used to do that because she enjoyed the color of the greenery of these vegetables. And that's so beautiful. In fact,
the
more you concentrate on nature, the more you look at nature, I think the more your stress goes away.
Exactly.
Your stress goes away. And some way, I think, you reach back to Allah. Don't you think so?
Yes, of course. I do believe that nature is one of the things that makes you think about God more and more.
Yeah.
About the Creator. That makes you think about that more and more.
Yeah, because the order in these things.
Thank you a million times, dear listeners, sisters and brothers from all around the world for choosing us. We were presenting Youth Station from IRB English Radio.
If you've missed any episode. She will not stop until the next episode. So I also bid you a goodbye. Once Asma gets started, she never stops. I have experience with her. Okay, I bid a goodbye from my end. Asma, you would like to say something, please.
And I also bid you farewell until another session. I leave you to the protection of God's never slipping eyes.
You were listening to IRIB English Radio.
And I forgot to tell you, if you have missed any episode, you can go and check parstoday.com. With a click on Call of Islam, all your favorite programs will show up. Thank you for listening.